from John chapter 6, which of course is the apostle, the evangelist John's great meditation on the Eucharist, his meditation on Jesus' promise to give us his body and blood as our food and our drink. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, I just want to draw your attention to the bishop in this diocese, Sean McKnight, his continuing effort at transparency and good policy with regard to the ugly news that we've seen in the church in recent weeks. I'm sure you're all aware of the news of abuse that's gone on in different dioceses and how it's been mishandled. Bishop McKnight is making efforts to make sure that things are safe here and that they are transparent, and that any incidences of abuse that have happened in this diocese in the past have been properly dealt with. And so one of the things that he's asking, and I refer you to the bulletin and to the diocesan website, one of the things that the bishop is asking is that if you have any experience or knowledge of abuse in this diocese, really in your diocese too, that you tell your story. You tell your story to the proper authorities. If you don't know who to go to, you can talk to me and I can give you a number. He asks that you tell that even if you don't feel the need for it for your own peace of mind, but that you tell it for the common good of the church, so that the church can heal, so that there can be transparency in the efforts to make things right. We're in this together. It's increased holiness and faithfulness that will bring healing and hope to the church. So today, the meditation on the Holy Eucharist, I think the effects that the Eucharist should have in our lives when we receive Jesus with faith and with repentance and with devotion and with the resolution to do good is summed up by the collect prayer that we just said. O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, to unite in a single purpose. There's a reason that when we receive the Eucharist, it's called communion, co-union, right? By uniting ourselves with Christ, it unites us with each other, and it stirs up the grace in us to see God and our neighbor and ourselves as God sees us, and to begin to learn how to love God and our neighbor and ourselves as God loves us. Grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise. To desire what you promise. It's that foretaste of eternity. The destiny that God has given us through Jesus is to be with him in glory forever. And through faith, receiving him in the Eucharist, that's a foretaste of that unity with him that he wishes for us forever. And so when we look at the reading from Joshua, Joshua had led the people into the promised land. They've begun to occupy the land that the Lord has given them. And now he's telling them, it's time to make a decision. It's time to make a choice. Will you follow the gods that you followed in your old country, that your ancestors follow? Will you follow the ones that the people here are following, or will you follow the one that has freed you from slavery? Will you follow the one whose word you've come to believe? And I think we can think about that in our day. You know, the world speaks to us in so many different ways, telling us, oh, don't believe that, believe this. Which one are we going to follow? Which one are we going to put our faith in? And Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We won't just go follow the latest trend. We won't follow whatever the world is telling us on a different day. We will follow the one who has set us free. We will serve the Lord. And so when we get to the gospel, Jesus, of course, has promised that he will give his body and blood as our food and drink. And this is too much for some of the disciples. Just imagine people who have followed him, who have listened to him, who have seen him perform some of his miracles. And now he says, I will give you my body and blood. And they say, well, that's too much for me to believe. That's too much. I can't listen to this. I can't follow this anymore. Rather than telling them, well, you misunderstood. I wasn't speaking literally. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say, well, it doesn't really matter if you believe this or not. Just follow me anyway. He doesn't say that either. He lets them go. They don't believe, and he lets them go. And then he tells his apostles, what will you do? It's like we can hear him asking us that question over the centuries and over space. What will you do? Will you also go? Is this too much for you to believe? And Peter makes his great confession, Lord, to whom shall we go? There it is on the board there. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we can hear that question and that answer in our hearts today. When things get difficult in the church, when the church is going through painful times, when maybe the world is looking at the church and saying, how can you continue to believe this? We look at the Eucharist, and we look at Jesus, and we say, where else are we going to go? Jesus, you're stuck with us. It might be hard. It might be difficult. It might be painful. But where shall we go? And this is not a cause for complacency. This is not a cause to make excuses for the bad things that have happened, for the betrayals that have happened, even by the leaders of the church. But this is a cause to unite in the purpose of making things better and participating in the process of making things better. It is holiness and faithfulness among all of us that will heal the wounds in the church and that will lead to a day of hope. So let us pray that receiving Jesus in the Eucharist today may stir us up to respond to the situation of the church in the way that God desires. And Bishop McKnight has also asked us to pray to Our Lady in her Immaculate Heart, patroness and protectress of this diocese. And I encourage you to pray daily for the church, for the diocese. And today let's pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.